Heavenly Father, in the true God Jehovah Yahweh, we come to you in the name of the glorious Son, Jesus Christ. We offer you praise and thanksgiving with an attitude of love and gratitude because we are heirs, sons, and daughters of the Most High God, members of Christ's body. We thank you that you have allowed us to set this night aside, together with your saints, to worship you, to adore you, to bring our needs and desires to you in prayer. For our loved ones, our church, our nation, and all of our needs. Help us to enter tonight, this very hour, into your presence, Jesus. Help us to enter into the Holy of Holies. Close us in, O Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we may be engulfed by your tender and your awesome power. Cover us, rain on us, consume us, permeate us, and inundate us. We won't be satisfied with anything less than your holy presence. We desire nothing ordinary, but only the manifest presence of the most holy God. Yes, Lord. Strip off every hindrance so that we can truly worship you in spirit and in truth. Quicken our hearts to hear your voice. Enable our mouths to submit our needs to you tonight. Yes, yes. We pray that you will open our hearts and our minds tonight, that we may offer and receive all you have for us, and the prayers would affect the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the heavenly realms. We thank you for the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses, that heals, that delivers, that sanctifies, that redeems, that justifies, that protects, and makes everything new. We pray this would be a holy night of intercession. And according to Hebrews 4:16, we come boldly before your throne of grace with petitions, knowing you, Jesus, the true Lord, makes intercession for us, desiring to hear and answer our prayers. And we can expect to see these prayers answered because you said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, whatsoever we ask in prayer, according to your will, you will hear and answer. Thank you, Lord, for those answers even now. Jesus, thank you for giving your life to us and being our advocate. We celebrate this wonderful resurrection season we're in. We glorify your name in all the earth. Holy Spirit, permeate us with your light and your love. Stir and change our hearts tonight. And thank you for being present with us. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Oh, we thank you for drawing us with your great love.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine for thee.
Father, I come to you boldly before the throne of grace. According to Hebrews 4:16, we pray for our local Chester community. May you receive glory and honor from this community because they were created to love and to serve and worship you. We pray for the law enforcement agencies, the emergency medical professionals, firemen, postal workers, teachers, educational leaders, all spiritual leaders and clergy. We pray for those locally in authority above us, each family and family member. We pray for those that are enduring hardship, financial situations, and those grieving over loved ones, even in our own local church. Help us to rejoice with those that rejoice and to mourn with those who mourn. We pray that Cornerstone would be a safe haven for those that live in this community, and Pastor Sean and Cornerstone to be an example of Christ to this community. We ask that every man, woman, boy, and girl would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that you would bring people into their path to witness the word of the Lord to them and the love of Christ to each and every one of them. Help us as a community to possess the nature and character of Christ and press into an intimate relationship with you. We speak and proclaim that Jesus is Lord over the families in this Chester community, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs, our professions, and our lives. And where the power and the presence of Jesus is, sickness and poverty and problems and death cannot remain. Pour out from your windows of heaven a blessing that there truly should be not enough room to fill. We apply the blood of Jesus over the community's possessions and everything we have and everything we will ever have that will glorify and honor you, Jesus. And we pray that you would rebuke the devourer. Jesus, you and you alone are our help, our high tower, our strength, and our sanctuary. Cover the Chester community with your blood and order our steps, Lord, in all your ways. In the name of the glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
so beautiful you are to me. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I worship you in spirit.
For the lost of our community, that every man and woman and child have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and be saved. We ask you, Lord of the harvest, to call laborers across this community to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it and that it will touch their hearts. Jesus, we pray also for the loved ones of our congregation, that you would call their loved ones to salvation, to serve you and offer their lives to you. Free each from condemnation, that each may hear clearly the convicting voice of the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, calling them to be children of God. Help each to not walk in feelings, but instead faith, based upon the work you have already done in the truth of the Word of God. Let the glory of the Lord rise upon them, according to Isaiah 60 and 2, and cover each one, rain on them, consume them, permeate them, inundate them, strip off every hindrance so that they can serve and worship you in spirit and truth. Let your light so shine in them that it is an act of worship to you, so that each person they come in contact with will come to know you. May the word of the Lord convict, prevail, and grow mightily in the hearts and the lives of the lost. Help them to be instruments of righteousness, serving your kingdom, this community, for the glory of God. And where our community is spiritually asleep, wake them up, open their eyes and their ears to hear, to see, and to sense your voice, so that we may edify you and exhort you and minister to others by administering your grace. You said your sheep know your voice, so they know you. Help them to discern your voice and distinctively hear it above the noise of the world, the distractions of the daily life, and remove all deception and confusion. Revitalize the relationship of those that know you so they would better know you face to face and minister to the lost. It is written, you are alive, Jesus, and we live because you live. Spring up within each of us the life you have given, and restore the truth that the enemy has tried to snuff out. Restore back their position and condition before the foundation of the world. You are the consuming fire and deliverer, our advocate and author of our faith. You are the tower of salvation and sure foundation. You are the Lord of Lords, the Redeemer, and the Messiah that is coming again after a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Save our people, our loved ones, the people of this community, so that we will be prepared to meet you one day in glory. Oh, how we bow and worship you, the one and only true God. We come with praise and thanksgiving, with humility and humbleness, with fear and trembling before you. We come with an attitude of love and gratitude for all you have done and for the salvation that is ours and the salvation we claim for our community and our loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Your Son, Jesus Christ, we plead the blood over our cornerstone families. Heavenly Father, we ask that each of us, we hear your voice today for our families, that we will not be deceived in any area, that you will speak through us to our families, and that we will follow you and set a clear path for our families to follow, according to John 16, 13 through 15. Teach us to exhort one another today, lest any one of us be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, because we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Father God, we repent with godly sorrow. Cleanse us from unrighteousness by the blood of your righteous and holy Son, Jesus Christ. Fill our hungry hearts and replenish and refresh our thirsty souls. Give us a contrite and humble heart and renew a right spirit within us. Help our families to walk in your heavenly court. Help us to cast down every high and lofty thought and imagination that exalts itself against you. Help us to never criticize, condemn, or complain, because these are destructive weapons that kill, steal, and destroy. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and we praise you for the promises in your word concerning our families of Cornerstone. And we affirm that our children and our grandchildren shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children and grandchildren. We thank you and praise you for the salvation of our children and our grandchildren, and pray that they will love the Lord their God with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind and all their might and all their strength, and that they will love the neighbor as themselves. Help us not to provoke our children to wrath, but tenderly guide and bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. You called us out before we were born, loved and chosen, belonging to you from the beginning. Instill our identity into us and guide us into all your ways. Forgive our mistakes, our wrong perceptions, and release healing and anointing upon our hearts, and especially the young, broken hearts, and bring us inner peace. We petition you, O God, to summon your heavenly angels and commission them to have charge over us in all of our ways, and to place a hedge of protection around us. And may the Lord bless the family and children of Cornerstone. May the Lord bless us and keep us. Father, make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us peace. In Jesus' name.
Your face is all.
all around, but first help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, I need to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory.